Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Service and on your side. We're all free to listen as we will, and so you have the option of listening carefully to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. It's all free, free! Sometimes I think people feel overwhelmed because we have so many things going on. We talk about so many different things. There's so much information. Isn't it a great world, though? That there's so much going on to talk about, even though sometimes it's we wish we could say no, I don't want to talk about that. And sometimes we do. Sometimes I just feel it's our duty to experience some of the things that people are thinking and saying, and some of the facts behind stuff like the Turkey sanctions bill, Jennifer, and the genocide and all this stuff. So what do we have going on from the Middle East? I suppose maybe we could put this all together in a Washington report in a manner of speaking.
Why do you do this to me? Well, where I was going to start.
I know where you were going to start. Yes,
was with the Twitter, who has made the announcement this week to ban political advertising in the latest move, yeah, where they're trying to learn from what they think are Facebook's missteps and, as they say, ethical lapses. The free speech banner Facebook is waving used to be shared by most big social media companies, but because there's backlash being thrown at Facebook for its role in what people think might be spreading misinformation, rivals like Twitter are distancing themselves, and they're using the moment to kind of capitalize and frame their free speech principles. I think it's a bit unfortunate because I think Twitter actually is a free speech platform, but I think over the last year or so, by banning certain accounts that they don't agree with and these sorts of things, I think that Twitter hasn't really done themselves any favors. That's just my opinion. But Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said this week in a series of tweets that Twitter will no longer accept political or advocacy advertising of any kind. He said Twitter acknowledges that a tech platform's ability to distribute ads in a highly targeted manner and with tested and customizable messaging is different from broadcast TV, where networks are required by law to run ads from political candidates regardless of accuracy. Facebook has doubled down on its message that running politicians' ads containing lies is a little different from running them on broadcast networks, but political ads don't make up a significant revenue stream for Twitter, so this got them some press without costing them a lot of money.
That's the real story.
An easier decision for them rather than Facebook, and Facebook relies a lot on ads. So, well, the chief financial officer. Sure, go ahead.
Let's face it. In terms of advertising, there are claims made in radio ads, in print ads, television ads, that are just not true. And whether people find it out the easy way or the hard way, or they trust their instincts or whatever it is. But that 60 seconds or however much time the ad takes is in a manner of speaking, it's the company's ability to pursue the First Amendment. And it isn't free speech because they're paying for it, in a manner of speaking, but they're paying for a message that they want to put out there. And it seems to me in a society like ours, whether you like it or you don't like it, or you believe it or you don't believe it, or you think it's good or bad, it still is either you have free speech and you pay for it or you don't pay for it, but you have the ability to say what you want to or you don't.
Well, that's also. But we also have libel and slander laws too.
So assume people think they're wrong. That's a way around.
Sometimes the message it's too late. You know, you could say Donald Trump eats babies for dinner, and if someone, if Facebook would allow someone to say that in an ad.
Well, listen to some of the people who hate him as much as they do. You'd think he ate babies. Did you see the reaction at the last game of the World Series to him being up in the? I mean, that's it is. It's,
but,
I find it offensive. But it's free speech.
People are allowed to boo anybody they want.
But on Twitter, all of those people are still allowed to have Twitter accounts and to put their messages on there. I don't know. It's kind of Twitter is a private platform, so aren't they allowed to censor?
Twitter is a private platform, but then they shouldn't advertise that they are in the free speech business, because what Twitter has done, even though they're banning ads about
advocacy, I agree with Jennifer on this one.
They've actually taken down accounts from many conservatives who have said things that they found to be unappealing or not with the narrative, and I know people that have had this happen to them, and they are not out of the norm. So that, to me, is the first myth to dispel. The second is about whether or not it's the platform's responsibility to hold its advertisers to a certain standard. So my question for Twitter would be, okay, what if they're advertising, what if they take an ad from a supplement and that supplement doesn't work or it makes you have a beard or something? Yeah. Is that going to be Twitter's fault? It's the same thing with the radio show or a radio network or a television show or a television network. If you have a product that doesn't work, should that be the DJV show's fault, or should that be the network that it's running on, or should that be NBC's fault? The answer is no. The prerogative lies with the advertiser.
Product.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think. That's why I actually I agree with Facebook on this. Sure, they're making a lot of money, but it's not up to them to decide who is telling the truth and who isn't in their advertising. That's not their job.
I guess for me, I just don't like any political ads, which is maybe why I'm okay with it. I don't like political ads from Republicans or Democrats or anyone, because I personally...
I buy that, too. I'm with you.
Yeah, when
but
I see them on TV, I mean, it's all lies. None of it's true, because the point is that they're trying to make the other person look bad and make themselves look good. So I don't want to see any of it anywhere, ever. And I want to make my own decision on it by reading articles all the time.
And the truth is, this isn't just about money for Twitter. And I agree with Kara on that, too. This isn't just about money for Twitter. A lot of Twitter users have said for a long time that they don't want to see political stuff. So, and that doesn't mean, you know, Jen makes a comment that's pro-Trump and then someone sees that. That's not what they're saying. They don't want to see sponsored political stuff. They are listening to their user base. They're not making money off of it. This was an easy decision for them.
Easy.
If I'm on social media, I want to get away from, and I don't want to see political ads on Instagram. I don't even have Facebook anymore, because I don't trust that they're not using my data for all of the wrong reasons. And so social media is my escape. I don't want to see, it's like reality TV. I don't want to see the housewives talking about politics. It's the same thing.
So the one thing that is a part of the practical reality of this, and you've all mentioned it sort of in an offhanded way, Twitter wasn't making any money because the ads didn't do any good and people weren't buying on Twitter because of what you've just said, Victoria. People aren't interested, so they pay no attention, because you can check the click rate, the click through, or the stuff that just doesn't register. You can see that. Whereas in television and radio especially, the measuring is pretty accurate, and that's where the money is being spent. And it has an age factor attached to it as well. The Kara just pretty much encapsulated it. And more people her age are not, they make up their own mind in a different way. They aren't influenced by advertising because it comes across as being all hype and junk. But the next election cycle, from the 1st of January, or actually even now, until elections, will see the broadcast media make billions, not millions, billions of dollars in advertising revenue from the people that are running, whether it's local candidates, regional candidates, national candidates, the presidential election. $4 billion was spent just in the House and Senate races and the gubernatorial races 2 years ago. This year, the prediction is that $8 billion will be spent, people trying to get themselves elected to various seats. The most of the highest pay for any of those seats is the president's $400,000 a year. That's what we're talking about here. So you look at the influence that comes the amount of money that is behind the scenes in any of this stuff, you realize how corrupt the system is, and you can thank Citizens United for that. It just is a pig fest, a slop fest, and the news media and the local television, national media is happy to take the money. I'm happy if somebody's going to spend money on my program, happy to have them spend it. I may pay attention. I'm different than most people because I own my own production company, and I don't have to answer to anybody except the stations that carry the program. Every once in a while we get into a snorkel with them. Victoria will be happy to tell you that story. But it just is the way it is here with me. I'm happy to have you spend your money, but be careful, or not be careful, but understand that I may say something either going into the ad or out of the ad that might not be favorable for your advertiser, because that's the way I am. I want to tell people what I think, and what I sometimes know may counter what is in the ad. They're buying the time for me to tell their story. So after they're done telling their story, I feel, frankly, free to comment one way or another. Do I a lot? Nah, not really. But sometimes I do. The famous Walmart case that I talked about before is one example of it. But this is unusual. You wouldn't find this to be the case in most of the local stations where the talk hosts are told not to talk about the advertisers unless it's in the ad itself. But the political things, if I have political ads and it's for somebody that I think is a goofball, afterwards, if I hear it, I'll say, you know what, I'm voting for the other guy. You know, something like that. So, anyway, but again, very much a freedom of speech thing. 18 at the hour on the DJV program.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music time, as Victoria pointed out yesterday, is one of the things that helps to make this program, the DJV show, as unique as it is, because nobody else is focusing on music, music stories the way we do, telling the stories and getting our own experiences and our own flavor of music, our styles that we like, that sort of thing, make for a good round. Because everybody's so well-rounded here, the music and stories appeal to most everybody. So, with that, we begin music of John Mellencamp, who literally needs a lover now, because he and Meg Ryan have split. They've been together off and on over 8 years, but they got engaged, I think, in the spring. Wasn't it springtime, I think, when they got engaged, if I'm not mistaken? Last year. Yeah, they got engaged. So rumors have been swirling about their separation. Ryan was spotted out in L.A. without her engagement ring recently. She's 57, Mellencamp 68. They first linked up in 2011. They broke up in 2014. They got together later on in the year, and then they called it quits again in 2015, and they got back together again in 2017. Sounds like somebody else I know. Meg Ryan was married to Dennis Quaid. He's another crackerjack from 1991 to 2001. She shares a son. His name is Jack with Dennis, and is also the mother of an adopted daughter named Daisy. Mellencamp, meanwhile, has been married three times, once to Priscilla Esteline in the 70s, Victoria Granucci in the 80s, and Elaine Irwin in the 90s. So he got five children, including his daughter Teddy, from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They, too, seem to be... I wasn't being facetious. I said to Victoria before we started, they must have run out of smokes. They, too, are notorious chain smokers. And so they wouldn't object to each other's habits if they both up to it as much as they are. And I always wonder about Mellencamp and how he sings to the extent. He's actually, I like the music, most of the Mellencamp music, pop hits anyway. I like this song, a great song. How he does it with his... I think last time we were talking about Victoria, you were mentioning that he would, even in a set, go back to the end, back
yeah,
in the stage.
Yeah, my parents saw him in concert. Yeah, and it was in between. Sometimes the song wasn't even finished, and he'd run off to the side of the stage and smoke and come back. They said it was
awful.
That's real.
That's a tragedy. Yeah, that's a tragedy. Okay, so now 26 past the hour, another musical highlight from Kesha. She's back, got new music, new beauty venture as well. She's had a rocky couple of years, but this week marks her bright, colorful return, if you will, into the musical spotlight, or the spotlight just in general. She says that got a new album on the horizon, got a positive outlook on things, puts her happiness and art first, pushes her to try things that she is afraid of, and gets her back to her roots. She performed her new single earlier this week called Raising Hell for the first time. Tuesday night she debuted a couple more songs as a party, at a party thrown in her honor by Jack Daniels. Who's Jack Daniels?
Other than the liquor? You never heard of Jack Daniels?
Oh, I thought it was a person named Jack Daniels.
No, whiskey.
The liquor.
That'd be awesome,
though. Yeah, right. Hey, Jack, how's your Daniels? Anyway, on her new record, High Road, let's see, it's coming out in January. New interview, Kesha let out details about her first beauty brand. She's currently putting together the finishing touches on a new line of colorful makeup. Is she associated with some of the stuff from before? Kesha,
well,
Rose
her own look
beauty.
Is always, she always has lots of like glitter on her face and lots of colorful makeup. So, yeah, it makes sense that she would have something like that her fans would want to use.
She used to bathe in glitter, remember that?
Really?
Does that make her your favorite person, Jen?
Yep.
You love glitter.
All right, so that's the Kesha Beauty. They'll say the end of Kesha Beauty that story on the DJV program. It's 28 after the hour.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you own an iPhone or iPad, you know these devices have some limitations. And so yesterday, we told you about the Dubox Mini. It's a 7-in-1 adapter for iPhone and iPad, where you can connect things like a USB drive to your iOS device. Gabor Dooley from Dubox Mini explains.
Dubox Mini is a wireless hub for iPad and iPhone. It offers true wireless connectivity in an all-in-one hub. So for the first time ever, you can use a traditional mouse and keyboard on your iPad. We have a built-in browser, so you can basically do everything online on an iPad with a mouse.
And so that means for the first time, you can connect a keyboard or mouse to your iOS device. Check out the Dubox Mini at Dubox.com. That's Dubox.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter calls it an impeachment scam as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232-196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor tells lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer.
We know from President Trump and President Zelensky that neither have said that there was any pressure. President Zelensky said there was nothing from his side that caused him concern. We also know for a fact the Ukrainian government did not even know these discussions were going on until late August at the earliest, when this call took place on July 25th.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At the hour here on the DJV program, we never rake anybody over the coals like some of the other programs do, without good reason. Now, may take a little shot at Sonny Perdue at some point in time, rake him over the coals because he deserves it. I'll tell you the story about the new rules on hemp at some point in this half hour. But first, Victoria Keelan with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and me, focusing on, remember the old, who was it that did Mama Said There'd Be Days Like This? There'll be days like those of the Shirelles. So, modern day version of that, Obama says. And he said some things that are pretty poignant, I thought. Victoria, I'm glad you want to talk about this because I think it's appropriate for all of us to listen, whether we're fans of Obama. That's the thing. Just because you may not like somebody, no matter what their stripes, no matter, even if it isn't politics, that doesn't mean that what he or she has to say doesn't have merit. Or doesn't carry the water in a particular circumstance. And I think what Obama said, I was never a fan of Obama's, frankly, but I think There were a lot of things that he did that were good. I think he's got a good heart. I think he also understands how it works, and that's how he's situated himself pretty well since he was president, the way they all do. Now they figure it out.
Well,
so, but he
I
said
think
something about the political mainstream that I think is...
the climate that we're... Well, yeah. So to set the stage, Obama was in Chicago, and his hometown, and he was at his Obama Foundation Summit, which features pretty much all college-age kids, and mostly just, you know, skews on the younger side with his foundation. He really tries to go after at-risk youth and things like that. And so it was kind of interesting because he called out for people, the young people, especially young progressives, for being too ideologically rigid and judgmental. Mm-hmm. And he said, quote, "The idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you need to get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting with may love their kids and share certain things with you." And then he said that he noticed this trend while he was visiting college campuses with his daughter Malia. He described it as a danger that's accelerated by social media. And he said that some young people appear to think that the way to bring about change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people, and then that's all you need to do. And he criticized people on Twitter for doing something. He said that people who criticize other people on social media for doing something wrong or a poor choice of words, he said it gives the critics a sense of self-satisfaction. He said, you know, but this is not anything, that's not activism. And he said, oh, see how woke I am? I called you out on it. But he said, that's not activism. That's not bringing about change. All you're doing is casting stones, and you're not going to get very far. And so I think the interesting thing is this is a very bipartisan statement. I think it's a commentary on the current political climate on the left and the right, and I think that there should be more leaders on the right who are also sending this same message, that it's this cancel culture that we live in, that
it is a cancer.
I think
it is a cancer.
And so, you know, as soon as someone says something that you don't like or whatever it may be, it's ridiculous.
I think we can all learn from that. I think you can, Victoria. I think Jennifer can. I think Kara can. I think people listening can. This is an important message that needed to have somebody that had grit say what he said.
Look, you may not like Obama, but he has a massive following, and he has a massive young following. And so I think it's important that we actually have, to me, this shows leadership, and this shows that this is beyond politics.
But
this
I was
is about
saying
humanity.
I think
that's why he did say it, actually. And I agree with him. I don't disagree with the statement. But I actually think he feels, because he's got very strong political instincts. He and President Trump actually have that in common. Whether you like them or not, they are very instinctive as to what sells with the American people. And I think Obama can see that this cancel culture is causing a backlash in the middle of the country. People are sick and tired of it because they know that everybody has something that they're probably not proud of in their closet. And so he's coming out now because I think he knows that this is going to do wrong for a lot of the people who may go on to become the front runner.
It goes deeper than just the political stuff. I mean, whenever when I go back to think about Trudeau and the incident with the blackface 20-some-odd years ago, yeah, okay, so that was 20-some-odd years ago. You're going to destroy the guy because of some indiscretion 20-some-odd years ago?
That's part of this. Not that specifically off air, but how this expands everywhere. I mean, with these celebrities and singers and people that we love to love and love to hate. I mean, Selena Gomez just released some new music and came back to social media, and she posted a picture of herself wearing some of the stuff from Kim Kardashian's shapewear line. And because she's supposed to be best friends with Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian have this feud, then everyone who loves Taylor Swift came after Selena Gomez for posting this.
It's an online lynching.
And we're talking about Beyonce's fans, all of these people who are so loyal to the people that they love that they tear anyone down that they think is possibly criticizing them.
None of us are perfect. And how dare you think you are? What is the old expression? People live in glass houses, shouldn't throw stones.
I feel like if this is the way it continues, then we're all going to be taken down at some point.
Yep. Right. Then there's no room for anyone to speak or share anything.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think about what the left did to Judge Kavanaugh and how despicable
or go back to
that
Bork.
Was. Yeah. I mean, but just in our recent memory, the fact that they did that to a man who has children, a man who has a family to answer to, it's disgusting. And who was one of the loudest supporters? Katie Hill was one of the loudest people in that effort to take down Judge Kavanaugh. Katie Hill is a representative from California who just had to resign because she had compromising pictures come out. She broke ethics rules in the House because she was carrying on relationships with members in her staffers in her own office. That this is where the cancel culture comes back. It always backlashes on people every single time. Every time.
I don't agree with that example, though, but I know what you're saying, and it does come back to people on the Kavanaugh thing. I don't agree with that.
They ruined him with no evidence. In fact, they've had people come out and say they made up the claims that he raped them. They had people come up with a story that ruined a person's life.
Politically, when somebody wants to be gotten or whether you want to get somebody, you can come up with all kinds of things. I don't even know, you know, I thought it was interesting that Ms. Hill's father wants the husband charged with exposing these nude pictures. I don't know.
That's a revenge porn, and they might have a case with that, too, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so let me take this a step further into an area that I could be accused of some of these things. I have little tolerance for people who are not supportive of the American Family Farmer. Many of you know that I do a program every week called The American Family Farmer, and you can go to theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com to hear the program or the podcasts. And most of you, if you are familiar with the program or even listening to me on this program, know that I'm not a fan of Sonny Perdue. Some of you, maybe most of you, don't even know when I mention his name who the guy is. He's Donald Trump's Secretary of Agriculture. And this week, under his direction, I love this. This is another government, like the phraseology. This is the interim final rule. The interim doesn't imply that it's the final rule. It's only this week's final rule. But basically, the Federal Register published regulations on hemp, where it can be grown, how it can be grown, how it can be produced, what it can be used for, where it can be transported or where it can't. Provisions for the kind of production that most farmers will not pursue because it's too egregious. And it just seems so obvious, whether I talk about it on the air or off the air, this guy, who is anything but inspirational, has been influenced, and so is the administration, I think, by Big Pharma. The drug companies are anathema on hemp, CBD oil, and any of you who have used CBD oil or any of the products that come from hemp that are medicinal or seem to be helpful, maybe the medicinal is not the right way of referencing them, but it's certainly preferable to opioids for pain relief, and it works. There's a move afoot to try to eliminate hemp from the public use lexicon, whatever it is, even though it's very difficult to find anything anywhere about hemp that's negative. These people have done what the Congress did after World War II. They banned hemp. Was one of the most important necessary products for the war. As soon as the war was over, hemp was banned. Why was it banned? Because the Southern white congressional leaders of both parties didn't want to see the blacks grow hemp and get ahead. And that really was the bottom line. And you can go back and check that in any number of historical circumstances. So now here we are, fast forward to 2019, where we have people. This is the thing that they don't get. The public wants this. And I mean, there is massive, massive support for hemp oil, CBD oil, whatever there is. It's not just something that's a passing fancy. People talk about this and how wonderful it is. And the rules were changed in Massachusetts as the hemp season began. People planted crops, and then the state government stopped it, and they said, well, we don't have any guidelines from the Fed, so we don't know what to do. Bull crap. There's huge donations to Governor Baker from Big Pharma. We're talking about millions of dollars, and that's why the screw was turned. And the same thing, I absolutely guarantee that if you follow the money here, the reason that many of you can't get CBD oil or CBD products that you can trust is because the big pharma guys influencing the leadership at the moment have put the screws, the kibosh to this, or are trying to, for sure. So, at any rate, I know a lot of people who wouldn't have chemo, they'll go on a macro diet to fight the cancer. I mean, it's the same kind of thing.
It's a consumer choice. It's a choice. And that's what I'm saying, too. Hemp should be just like any other supplement, and it should all be out there. You can do your own research and pick your own one.
This is devastating to small American family farmers who need to have a crop to grow. The government has ruined the dairy business. The government has ruined so many. The government in collusion with big agri, big pharma. And it's just, I mean, you see it everywhere. And it's more than disgusting. It's damnable. And these people should be damned for the work that they did or didn't do on this. I'm just saying. 10 before the hour.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If your goal is healthier living during the school year, here's some good news.
Some minimal kinds of changes can make a big difference.
Internal medicine specialist Dr. Vandana Vide says your first assignment can simply be to subtract sugar from your students' diet. Focus on sugary soda drinks and other highly concentrated sweet treats.
We know that reducing sugar will certainly decrease your risk of diabetes.
It will also reduce your child's risk of obesity and other chronic medical conditions.
If it was a small amount, we could utilize it. But when you have high amounts of sugar, especially fructose, that is converted to fat.
Dr. Vide says to look for ways to reduce sodium, too. Add more fruits and vegetables to meals and snacks. Make sure your student is getting a good night's sleep. And remember,
just making that small intervention can make a big difference.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess, is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours. You hear people asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I mean, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, certain amount. I must have found a balance because stress doesn't bother me, or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. Most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it, end up being an important thing. A little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it, but the other extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about the mind heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind, you have to have a healthy heart, and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins, and what they found was that actually environment is more important in genetics and having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time. These are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember. That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others, is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated
yes.
with the challenges, and that's important. You got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. You know, doing a crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This may be a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation. Yeah. And I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully. So I actually have been there once.
All right. But what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, vegetable, if you're there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
But I don't even consider, I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables I eat all the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables, they do, yep.
No, but sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
No. Well, they didn't say that in this circumstance. The sushi, they called it veggie sushi. And it was vegetables all
around. And that's not vegetables with raw fish?
No.
It's just vegetables?
Just vegetables, yep.
Oh, well, that's a salad.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Yeah, it's just now grind it up, right? Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have? Does it cause, or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that mean
all
sunlight?
All the same, you know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. It's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right. It creates... I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. I don't know, who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock? Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.